Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What we can argue is that it doesn't seem like the Knicks have a clear plan after the latest news earlier today around 9:30, something like that, came down that the Knicks requested permission to speak with Jason Kidd, who is obviously the head coach of the Mavericks. Mavs denied that permission, which leaves the Knicks BT searching yet again for another head coach after being denied. And the last night it was Chris Finch. Knicks have asked permission for a couple of guys here, and they've been denied.
The most comforting part of this Knick run has been, it's been exciting. But it's been an establishment of culture, which was so elusive for them for so long. Now, that doesn't mean that it's all out the window. Again, they could wind up on the right side of this with a better coach than Tom Thibodeau, or at least a better fit for this roster than Tom Thibodeau, and they could get to the finals, have a better season with a championship, whatever it might be. But it's impossible not to feel as if this is kind of going back down that deep, dark cave that we all fear and we all hate. It just feels very disjointed.
And now, Hoff was telling me before that I guess Ian Begley, who does, I'm pretty sure he does the putback on SNY for SNY.TV. I don't know if it was that or a different podcast that he was recording, but apparently Mike Brown was one of the names that has come up. It's not the first time we heard Mike Brown as a possibility for the Knicks. I mean, look at the list of names now. That if I'm not so sure Kidd is officially done, but let's just assume he's off the list.
Mm-hmm.
No Kidd, no Chris Finch, no Jay Wright.
No Udoka.
No Udoka. Sounds like no Malone. Sounds like the Knicks aren't interested in him. I mean, you could say you're getting down to it here. Johnny Bryant was thought to be the one that made the most sense. And again, now we've taken a week and they're reaching out to everybody but Johnny Bryant, not saying that that can't happen. We did hear the name Mike Brown initially. I mean, Mike Brown? You're going to tell me that Mike Brown is definitively better than Tom Thibodeau to coach the New York Knicks? I would laugh in your face if you told me. That doesn't mean he can't have success. I could be wrong. It has happened before. But my God, when you make that type of move, moving on from Tom Thibodeau and all the success he had, you better have a known commodity, a no doubt about it. They're talking about singular focus of winning a championship. Mike Brown is going to be a tough sell.
It doesn't feel like the home run that we want. I don't think there's a home run out there. That's the big issue here. I think Mike Brown's really good. Now, Mike Brown, and not just based on the Cavaliers. I mean, anybody can win 60 games, which he did a couple of times with LeBron. I mean, you got LeBron in his prime in the Eastern Conference, which historically at that point was certainly much weaker. You better win 60 games. I love the fact now, I'm not saying it was the most amazing run, but he did coach the Lakers. I believe it was 2 years. So he's been, he's been in that fishbowl, that high profile, that big market. Even though the Laker energy in terms of the radio and the coverage is obviously very different than what we do. And I actually think, and I do you have his numbers in front of you?
I do.
Because I don't know the exact numbers, but I know that he did a good job with the Kings. I know he almost won 50 games his first year.
He was most recently with the Kings, 2022, 2023. They won 48 games.
48 games. Yeah. I think he backed that up with another good season with the Kings.
46 wins.
Okay.
And then fired, I'm assuming, midway through. He was 13 and 18 this year.
And I remember that was widely rejected by most NBA fans. Like, wow, you did Mike a little bit dirty. And I'm not going to bring it up on our show because nobody cares about Mike Brown in Sacramento, but as a big basketball fan, I kind of thought the same thing. They're like, the Sacramento job was kind of like the Knick job before Tom Thibodeau, planted these culture seeds here for the Knicks. So, yes, he had some really good years with the Cavaliers. I think Mike Brown, I think he's veteran enough. I think he's respected enough. It's not a home run, but I think I like Mike Brown a lot better than you do.
Yeah, to me, he's a poor man's Tom Thibodeau.
Has Tom ever won 60-something games?
LeBron James, for goodness sake.
We had Derrick Rose who interrupted LeBron's MVP streak.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean, are we sure that Mike Brown's not better than Tom Thibodeau? I'm not.
Yeah.
I think they're both really good. I think we're kind of splitting hairs. I mean, Tom Thibodeau's definitively better than Mike Brown. I don't know about that.
Mike Brown.
But this way, I think Mike Brown's run in Sacramento was better than Tom Thibodeau's run with the Timberwolves.
Yeah, what about here?
I understand that.
What Tom Thibodeau did with the Knicks, to me, I would argue, is better than anything Mike Brown did with the Cavs, and that's his best work. Well, he was all right with the Kings.
I mean, think about this. So I'm looking at it now. I got it punched up. 50 wins. Okay. 66 wins.
Dude, you 61 have LeBron
wins.
James.
I understand that.
Yeah, LeBron James.
There's been a lot of coaches with great players who didn't win. The Lakers was an interesting time, but that, you know, early 2010s, yeah, they were a little different there, but he still won 41 games. Then it went a little sideways.
He was in one year with the Lakers.
Yeah, 41-20. He was out after 1 year. Yeah. Well, I thought he got fired early on in the second year, right?
It was five games in.
Yeah, either way, but then he went back to the bench with Golden State, so he was part of this championship culture, this spacing and shooting. You know that he adapted and he learned some stuff there. And then he goes up to Sacramento in the state of California. And he wins 48 games and 46 games back-to-back.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn impressive, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I need to figure out more of what he's going to do offensively. I guess that would be the sell here with Mike Brown, you know, being with the Warriors all those years and trying to have an innovative offensive mind as opposed to Tom Thibodeau, who's more of a defensive guy. Maybe that could be the draw for him. To me, that's not, you're spinning your wheels here. Like, Tom Thibodeau's, if I'm having one team to coach, I want Tom Thibodeau coaching that team, not Mike Brown.
Okay, gotcha. Now let me throw the Mike Brown stuff versus some other names that are in the mix. Just give me the name that you choose, the choice that you prefer. Mike Brown, Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd.
I would probably agree, but I'm not sure. There's something about Kidd I don't love. Mike Brown or Udoka?
I think Mike Brown's a nicer guy than Jason Kidd. I think Jason Kidd could be a better coach. Udoka, I would rather have.
Okay, Mike Brown or Johnny Bryant?
I'd rather have Mike Brown. I want experience more so than anything else.
I'm with you.
Johnny Bryant's got potential, but not for me, not now.
Mike Brown or Jay Wright?
I don't want Jay Wright. The only college coach I would even entertain would be Rick.
You asked me about that before.
I feel like Jay Wright checked out of it. He wants no part of it, even though the Villanova can. I don't want it.
I got you.
Jay Wright. He's a great head coach.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. I think he's very comfortable on TV, and I don't think there was ever a thought. We talked about it. We didn't give him much credence at all. Mike Brown's an highly above average NBA coach, and I'm actually getting more excited about this the more I think about it. No, listen. Tom Thibodeau, you have to admit, he's not a great coach. He's a really good coach. Fair?
I think he is. What defines great coach in your mind?
Elite. Like, do you think he's one of the top three in the sport? I don't. He was never Popovich, never Spoelstra, you know, and not Kerr, right? I don't think he's one of those guys.
I'll admit he's not as good as Popovich. And if I'm going to call Popovich a great coach, then I would have
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It was the next level under him. But I look at Pop as not just a great head coach.
I do too. What about Spoelstra?
I think Spoelstra was also a product of the guys that he had there. I think Spoelstra's a great head coach. I don't know if he could have had as much success as Tom Thibodeau has had with the Knicks under all the circumstances that Tibbs had to deal with.
I give you that. I agree with
that. Spoelstra going to make the Knicks a 4 seed with Julius Randle and Reggie Bullock? Now, maybe he could have. I don't know. It's a hypothetical.
I would have felt more comfortable Spoelstra with this roster than Tom Thibodeau. I think you're right about
this current roster.
With this current. Okay. I think early on that culture establishment, even though Spoelstra and the Heat culture is phenomenal,
Tibbs
goes back to Riley.
Program builder.
I think so, and he's proved it. So I'd have to give him the edge there. I only say this not to denigrate Tom Thibodeau. I think he's very good. I never thought Tom Thibodeau was great. Now, right now, or elite, whatever word you want to use there, and the fact that, you know, he's been doing this for a long time, never got to the finals and doesn't have a championship, that's kind of what I based on, but also maybe a little antiquated style, whatever. The fact that Mike Brown is also not elite, but also very good, to me, comparable, and certainly in the same neighborhood as Tom Thibodeau, maybe what he's different at could ultimately prove better for the Knicks than Tom Thibodeau.
Right. Well, one thing that I will say, and I'm on the record, you know that, about wanting Tom Thibodeau. My one critique would be that this team was not built to be, and a lot of people kept picking apart the defense. That was the main thing. Oh, Tibbs is supposed to be defensive coach. Well, how come they can't play defense? I don't think that they have it in them to play a high-level defense. So my biggest critique would be that I don't think they did enough offensively to make up for their defensive deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's on Tibbs or the players or what, but I didn't love what I saw from this team offensively as a group.
Me neither.
So the goal then would be, I could understand somebody saying, okay, we'll try to maximize this offensive talent. I talked about how many times spacing and having Towns out on the perimeter. I'd rather that than, hey, okay, JB, you go get your buckets. Okay, now it's Bridges' turn. Let's feature Mikal Bridges. Oh, now let's feature Towns. I hate the feature the one guy. Like, I like having those guys, and at times that may work. I think overall team offense, moving, penetrate, kick, move the ball.
Like the Pacers.
Yeah, I mean, I think that works in today's NBA.
It
like
absolutely
the Celtics,
does.
Like the Pacers.
But
yeah.
That's one of the main reasons why I'm so okay moving on from Tom Thibodeau. That just nailed a big part of it. Think about, and before you know it, we'll be talking, Aaron Glenn spoke yesterday, minicamp, whatever they're doing, and we're going to be excited for football. And we will find out fast if the Jets and the Giants finally have identities. That's been very elusive to our football teams. Like, what style are they? Who are they? How do they want to play? What do they do best? Like, who the hell are they? I think the problem is that neither team's had a real identifiable identity. And to me, the problem with the Knicks this year is I don't know what their identity was because it changed. When Tom came here, their absolute easy-to-identify identity was defense and, you know, one really good player who's not great but really good, going to will them to some wins because they're all pulling the tug, like the rope in the same direction. Then they brought some new talent in, and then they were still a really good defensive team, but the offense was catching up, and that, which was good, which is why their rise began to, it was in sync. And then this year, somewhere along the way, it went from, all right, their offense is putting up, you know, a lot of points. Now, all of a sudden, their defense, though, is getting scored upon at will. And now, all of a sudden, as the defense is taking a big step back, the offense also lost some flow. So the interlap wasn't there. I thought it was going to intersect for a moment, which is why I was pretty excited about the Knicks. But, I mean, they just, what was their identity? Jalen Brunson go get 50?
Right. No, they didn't have a clear one. Either way, whether it's Mike Brown and you're on board with that or not, either way, there was no clear, definitive plan. Firing a head coach that did incredible things here, that did things that haven't been done in 25 years.
Yeah.
They move on. They're trying this, trying that, rejected, declined, and now Mike Brown is the next one up. That's the name there. So it wasn't like they said immediately, we're going to fire Tibbs, and Mike Brown's the guy that we want for his innovative offensive mind, for his experience, all those different things. He was not the first name that came out. We're referencing him now because I guess Ian Begley brought him up in a podcast that is going to come out. We saw some stuff on social media, so Mike Brown is one of the names. Doesn't mean that that's who the Knicks are going to hire, but maybe it's a possibility with some of these other guys who were their first choices coming off the board. Look, you could get lucky, and maybe sometimes the first choice isn't always the best choice,
mm-hmm.
but we're talking about 4 or 5 down the road here, or down the line here.
And we're also talking about a team that's ready to win now. There's not going to be much of a transition. The expectation's sky high. They're going to make a power flex move, whether it's Durant. I don't think they're getting Giannis, but they're going to do something here. And one more thing, by the way, Sal, before we get back to the phones, like the thing that worries me is that they keep looking behind these doors, right? And as you just said, and they're looking, and they're looking, and they're looking, and they're looking. But everybody's got to understand one thing, all right? It does, and I do believe it's a very sloppy search right now. But agents put their guys' names in the news cycle for a reason. I'm not saying that Ian Begley's being played by Mike Brown's agent. I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah, and I've heard his name come up before.
It has, 100%. But you're hearing these names, and there are agents behind these names who are either trying to get their guys paid in an obvious way or elevated into the meaningful part of the conversation. That's their job. So we're going to see probably a couple of more names. That's agents being agents.
Mike Brown or Meta World Peace?
Mike Brown. But I'd love to have Meta on the bench. Honestly, as an assistant.
BT and Sal, the fan of friends of Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Anthony's in Mineola. What's up, Ant?
What's up, guys? How doing? So I spoke to BT last time. He was by himself. I told him, hey, man, get off the ledge. Everything will be fine. I kind of switched. I'm walking towards the ledge, and I'll explain why. I think this has Dolan written all over it. I'm having flashbacks to the Donnie Walsh era. Donnie Walsh was building a team. He was waiting for the summer to sign Melo, and Dolan went, stuck his nose in it, and ruined everything. We got one good year out of Melo, and that was it. And I think Dolan's done the same thing. And my biggest fear is he's making Leon Rose look like an idiot right now. okay? Because that's what he looks like, going fishing for all these guys that have jobs already mm-hmm. in good situations. And my biggest fear is in a week, you guys are going to break news that Leon Rose has stepped down from running the Knicks. And if that happens, there is no coming back from that because you don't have your draft picks. You don't have anything. And I'm laughing because it's like it's the worst case scenario, but it's really much in the cards right now. And going back to your Mike Brown point, the difference between Mike Brown and Thibodeau is Mike Brown has a little bit of defense. They're not amazingly defensively, but his offenses, if you go check it, offenses are usually ranked very high, mm-hmm. even in Sacramento. I know he had LeBron and everything else, but that's my biggest fear.
We can't just gloss over that, though. Like, the biggest part of Mike Brown's resume is that he had arguably the greatest player that ever lived.
Yeah. No,
I'm not taking away from his offensive schemes and game plan, but like, come on.
Yeah, but hold on, Ant, hold on a sec. But Sal, like, right. We just talked about Popovich before. What is Popovich without Duncan?
Yeah, okay, well, fair enough.
I mean, what is Riley without Kareem and Magic? Yeah. What is Casey Jones without
Bird? What is Phil without Michael? I get it.
It's everybody.
You know what they are? Tom Thibodeau.
That's a good point, Sal. But my last point is this. Mike Brown, he would be a decent I would not be surprised now if I don't really think Johnny Bryant's even in the cards now for some reason. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm really confused right now. I don't know which way it's going.
Well, remember. Go ahead, Ann. I'm sorry. Finish up.
But I really hope Leon Rose doesn't leave this organization in the next week or two because it really feels like it's trending that way.
No, I mean, if that ever happened, and thank you for the call. Dude, if it happened in a year or two, it'd be bad enough. If it happened in a week or two,
oh boy,
it'd be chaos.
It's already feeling like some chaos.
Yeah,
here.
I'm not going there yet.
Uh-huh.
But if that ever happened, I mean, forget about it.
Well, Leon Rose is not going to put up with this. If it's true, and we don't know that it was a Dolan flex, Leon Rose is going to bounce. He's not going to put up with it. Doesn't need to.
Well, we don't.
He's
know
got
that.
The F. I'm saying that's why I say if.
He's got
the FU money. He could do anything he wants. He is not sticking around for a dysfunctional garden.
Okay, which is why I do believe to at least an extent that this was a Leon Rose decision. How much of it, I don't know. I think it's getting harder to believe that as the days go on and the Knicks keep appearing to not have a plan. Like, how could you argue that they had a plan? They don't. They're asking for this guy, denied. Asking for that guy, denied. Like, that's not... And Johnny Bryant's name came up, but the Knicks were never... I mean, I think it was just people connecting the dots.
Because he coached there for a couple of years.
And because he was going to the Phoenix job.
But
if you paid attention to people who report on this stuff that you trust, like Ian Begley,
mm-hmm.
he was on with Evan and Tiki the day that Tibbs got fired.
Yeah, I remember.
And I'm pretty sure Evan was the first one who was really pounding his fist for Johnny Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Johnny Bryant? What the hell is that? I don't want him. And Begley said he believes that they are going to value experience, which would eliminate Johnny Bryant.
Yeah.
And then since then, all the moves have been leaning toward, or all the dots have been connecting to
experience. But if those doors keep getting slammed in your face when you knock on an experience, you know, for an experienced coach, and that's, well, now Mike Brown maybe changes that, but everything has been for the experienced coach, but so far it's been rejected, rejected, rejected. And, you know, I mean, Mike Brown, you could get him, so that's a little different. But yeah, it leads to somebody with experience. It does.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.